Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Rose Gray is off today, but joining us is Colleen Allsberg. She is a senior destination specialist of group vacations at Fox World Travel. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane, and of course we're going to be taking your calls and texts on the Old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Old National Bank, get old, but let's get young with Colleen. You just got back from Alaska yourself.
I did, Libby. Oh my God, what an amazing trip I had. I've been watching Rose as well, and she's having some great weather up there. I actually got two trips in this year with groups, and my last trip was 98 folks, and we had amazing weather. We saw Denali for three whole days.
Wow.
We did just a lot of fun things. We had just a great group of people. They really had some neat experiences from glaciers and whales, so many whales. Beautiful. Sunsets, gorgeous, everything.
Are they all the same kind of whales, or do you see different whales?
You see mostly humpback and orca, and this year they saw a lot more orca than I've heard in the past, especially down when we were in Seward. They got onto the Kenai Fjords boat trip out to see glaciers, and they saw every kind of marine life that you could come across, and then they even saw orcas breaching, which I am thrilled for them.
Oh, is that amazing. So hopefully Rose is going to have more similar experiences when she gets back.
I hope so. She hops on to the cruise ship tomorrow morning, and she'll be taking off doing her Inside Passage cruise down to Vancouver.
Yeah, I got to talk to you about a trip I saw that you're going to be taking this spring.
Yeah.
You're going to Japan.
I am. That,
you know what? I don't remember anybody from Fox ever talking about a Japan trip before.
That is correct. We've never done a Japan trip before. I was batting it around going by myself because I'm kind of running out of bucket list items, and I really wanted to get to Japan, and so my boss said, hey, want to try and run a group? And I said, I would love to try and run a group, and instead of cruising it, we're going to do a land tour now with Globus, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so you get to Japan, which is basically an island, but it's a series of islands, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. So we're going to be based on the main island mostly. We'll be doing some just some neat things, too, that you can't normally do when you're doing it from a cruise ship. So we'll be doing, like, kimono testing or fittings. We'll paint our own chopsticks. I mean, there's some neat little things. We'll take the bullet train. So a lot of cool things
the,
on there.
The bullet train in Japan, I mean, that is, I don't think they have that anywhere else in the world, do they?
I don't think so, not that fast. So I'm kind of excited about that. And I don't know a lot about Japan, but I'm really starting to learn more as I get closer. I'm going in April of the next year, and I have six seats left. So if anybody's still interested, I think it's a great price for what we're doing, and just take a peek.
Well, and that's the thing that I was really fascinated with, that I always thought Japan was very expensive to travel there, but your price point on this is amazing.
Yeah, it's not too bad, and it includes just about everything, so there's not much extra out-of-pocket that you'll be going from. And they could take a peek at the itinerary and all the inclusions and everything on foxworldtravel.com under our group vacations. It's listed there. So, and like I said, just a few seats left. We're going to take a small group. We're not taking hundreds of people. It's going to be very intimate and personal. We're just going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, sounds like an amazing trip. Now, another trip that you're doing, springtime in Paris.
Doesn't it just sound lovely?
It does.
Yeah.
I want to sing when I hear that.
Exactly. There's no bad time to go to Paris, but springtime is absolutely gorgeous. I haven't put my name on it because it's kind of close to my Japan trip, but I would love to do it. But I'm sure someone from our department is going to take you around Paris and do all the right things. It's just the blossoms are out. It's just a nice time. The weather is just starting to get beautiful. The crowds are down. You can walk along the Champs-Élysées or the Seine or go take a trip up the Eiffel Tower, Montmartre. It's just Paris is fantastic.
Is it just Paris or are they going out?
It's based on Paris, but we'll have some optionals that'll take you out of the town a little bit as well. So, and we can kind of customize too if they want to go maybe out to Normandy or to maybe Giverny, Monet's Gardens, things like that.
Well, and you know, and that's one of the things I love about working with Fox is you will customize trips.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, we not only do we customize for our own groups, we'll do it for people if they want to customize a family group or any kind of group that they have, just give us a call and we'll make sure you get it done for you.
We know you've got a lot of questions for Colleen Allsburg. She is in for Rose Gray today. So if you want to get through, we've got the old National Bank talk and text line open at 855-616-1620.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Rose is still enjoying Alaska. Colleen Allsburg is here with us. I'm Libby Collins, and we've got a question coming in on the old National Bank talk and text line. Somebody's going on a Uniworld River cruise from Prague to Budapest in October, Colleen, and they've never been on a river cruise. What can they experience? I mean, what should they expect?
Wow. I am, first of all, I'm jealous because absolutely the best river cruise line is Uniworld, as far as I'm concerned. Don't tell some other people. But I really enjoy them. There's a several that I use, but Uniworld is just unique. You're going to, first of all, the itinerary is neat. I'm assuming you're going to probably spend two nights in Prague, and then you'll take a short bus ride to the river, and then they'll take you down to Budapest. The ship itself, is going to be very ornate, so get ready for that.
When you say ornate, describe that.
Uniworld does something different. There's a lot of, I guess, called cookie cutter type ships out there, and Uniworld doesn't want that. So each of their ships are completely different. And the Tolman family that owns the Uniworld brand, the mother and daughters go shopping and they'll find unique pieces of artwork. And when like Tavern on the Green closed down, they went there and they bought the chandelier. And one of my favorite Uniworld ships is almost like in black and white, where they've taken photos of old time celebrities, and they line the narrow alleyways to the cabins with these beautiful pictures. Everything is first class. The rooms are beautiful.
That's what I was going to say. Describe a room on one of their ships.
Yeah, actually, the cabins are really nice. They are, you're going to love the beds for one thing. You're going to just fall into a cloud. They have fabulous amenities in the bathroom, so very high-end amenities like L'Occitane. You'll walk in and you'll see an amazing headboard. That's probably a quilted, beautiful, canopied headboard of some sort, and wonderful duvets and big pillows and a little sitting area. And if you've got a French balcony, you can open your window and you'll have fresh air and a beautiful view of the world and the riverside. So they're not huge, but most cabins on river cruises can't be huge. They have to fit in locks. They have certain dimensions they can be. And going through the locks is fun. And then they have like the lounge areas, a lot of windows. Great food, wonderful experience there. Uniworld is one of the few river cruises that it's all inclusive. So you can get your beautiful wine pairings with dinner. You can go have a cocktail before dinner. You can have a beer at lunch, some mimosas at a breakfast, and just a wonderful experience.
When somebody compares a river cruise like this to a more traditional just cruise on a major ship, what's the difference in the experience for individuals?
Well, the biggest difference is that you're going to be on a ship that holds probably maximum 180 people. And I know with Uniworld, it's probably going to be about 120. So it's very personal service. So that's the number one. And number two is you're on a river, so you're not going to have to be dealing with any tides or bad weather or rocking and rolling. You're not going to get seasick.
You're not going to get seasick.
No.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And then when you do a river cruise, there's always a tour included every day in the price. So it's usually maybe a morning tour, and they'll keep the group small, maybe 20, 30 people in each group, and they'll bring on wonderful local guides that'll take you into cities you've never heard of. You're going to be going to places like Wurz, you know, like Bamberg and Rotenburg, and just all these beautiful little towns. I'm actually leaving on a river cruise in October, and I'm going to places like Cologne and Dernsten and Melk, places you've never heard of, most likely. And that's the best part about it. You walk off these little ships. It takes you 10 minutes tops to get off, and and you're in.
When you're on the ship, though, later on in the day, yeah. do they have any experiences or any sort of entertainment on board?
They do, but you're not going to be looking at these big raunchy shows that they have in theaters. There's no casino on board. Usually they bring in local entertainment. Every night, for sure, they'll have a piano player and maybe a little combo. And then during the day, the evening before dinner, after dinner, they might bring in just a local band or some kind of act of some sort. There's these three ladies from, I believe they're Romanian. They come on and do the Andrew Sisters. So it's very low key entertainment. So nothing too extravagant, but it's comfortable and it's relaxing entertainment where you can sit back, have an after dinner drink, enjoy the show, and then go to bed because you're going to be very busy on these tours.
Sounds magnificent. All right, we are here with Colleen Allsburg, who just came back from Alaska. As a matter of fact, we've got a question about Alaska on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. We're going to get to that and so much more. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And we're here with Colleen Allsburg. And for Rose Gray, I'm Libby Collins. And for Dayton Kane. And we've got a lot of questions coming in on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. Somebody here is booked on an Alaskan cruise. You know all about that one, Colleen.
I do.
And they're leaving from Seattle next August. Do you have recommendations for hotels near the port? And how long should they plan to get from the hotel to the port?
Oh, there's so many hotels in Seattle. So, and there's also a couple of cruise ports. So it depends on which one you're sailing out of. I know that Norwegian sails out on a different one than Holland America. So I'm going to just kind of guess. Take a look at what's in the area. There's some nice Hiltons down in the downtown area. If you want to save some money, though, you could stay by the airport and just take in, maybe do a tour of some sort of the city or out to Boeing or the things that you can do. And as far as getting to the port from one of the hotels by the airport, it's probably, I would give it 45 minutes or so. It's not a bad ride, but, and in the past, and I did this a couple years ago, I just took a cab. It was just so much easier, or Uber, than trying to get yourself back to the airport, being in the masses of people that are coming in that day from flights, and then waiting for buses to fill, and you're just in line forever. So weigh out the options. It might be a little bit more expensive to take a cab or an Uber, but it's going to save you a lot of time.
How much ahead of time should you board those ships when you're talking about a large ship?
Yeah, usually some of them are actually giving you boarding times now, which is kind of neat. Princess is actually doing that with their Medallion class ships, where they will send you an email that says you are allowed to board between 1 and 2 p.m. So they're doing quick turns. They're running 7 days a week without any stopping. So they need to get the people off first, and then they'll quick turn it, clean it, and get it ready for you. So normally you could start boarding maybe about noon, and then a lot of them leave 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what's the advantage of getting on a ship 2 or 3 hours before it's scheduled to leave?
First of all, then you know you're on the ship, because that's scary. I've done that where I've been the last one on because of delayed flights and things like that. Also a good reason to come in a day early. And also it's a nice time to kind of explore before you start sailing, and before all the masses of people are all on already. And if you're on a couple hours before you sail, then you can kind of discover the ship, go check out all the venues, and unpack, get your cabin all set up and things like that.
And meet some friends.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, somebody here has a question about solo river cruises. I imagine they're talking about that one-person supplement?
Correct. Yeah, in most cases, when you river cruise, you do pay that single supplement. But quite honestly, out there, I would check with one of our advisors, because a lot of the river cruises offer a single waiver. Even on some of our groups, we get single waivers where you're going to pay just the cost of one person in a double cabin. They're very limited, but a lot of the cruise lines are doing that now because they know they want to keep their solo travelers happy.
Are you seeing a lot of cruise lines cater more to solo travelers?
Absolutely. And what's wonderful about solo traveling, which is something I do a lot as well, is that once you're on that river cruise, you're not alone. I mean, if you want to be alone, you can be. You can do your own thing. But you can always have someone to eat with, because it's open seating, dining. You never feel like you're at a loss and alone. You can take the tours with people. But then again, if you want to be alone, you absolutely can as well.
Now, I've read some of these things on these larger ships where they have almost like a dedicated area to solo travelers. Explain that.
Yes, Norwegian Cruise Lines does that, or NCL as we call them. They have specific cabins for solo travelers. So again, you're paying a lower cost. You're not paying that heavy double price. And the Norwegian ship that I know of that has that, the cabins are teeny tiny. You pretty much got to jump into bed from the door, but it saves you the money. And then they have an area, just a lounge just for solo travelers. So if you're a little bit uncomfortable being out and about the big cruise ship, you can go to this little lounge. You can meet people there, maybe meet somebody to go have dinner with, and have some drinks, and they do a little programs for you right there. So it's kind of a really nice thing for people traveling by themselves.
I would imagine you get to meet a lot of people too that way.
I think so too. I think it'd be wonderful, especially when you're on these 2,000-3,000 passenger ships.
All right. Here's another one. Colleen, we booked with you next August to go to Alaska. Still wondering how to pack for 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's
come
on. Colleen and Mike.
That's a loaded question, because packing for Alaska is awful, just so you know. I just unpacked for Alaska, and what you got to do is you just got to take a lot of layers, because you never know what the weather is going to be like. When we were up in Fairbanks, it was in the 80s, and so people were – I blew through my 3 T-shirts in like – 2 days, because I was sweating the entire time. But then we get to the coast and it's cool, and then you want to bundle up. So you kind of have to dress in layers. And because you booked with us, you'll get our famous Fox red jacket, which is perfect for weather, you know, bad rain or mist or something. But it's a really hard one to pack for. I basically bring very casual, very comfortable clothing. I'll pack a few nice things for the evening, a couple of evenings on the ship. I'll put those away until you get to the ship, and then the rest of the time, just casual, comfortable layers.
On the ship, is there a way to wash your clothes?
Absolutely. I love that. They do have laundry service. You can load a bag up for one price and send it out. It'll be back the next day. So if you want, and there's also places along the way, depending on which trip you're with me, you can do laundry in Seward. You can do laundry in Whitehorse. So there's places we can find for you.
All right. We've got Colleen Allsburg here. A lot of questions coming in on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
I'm Libby Collins here for Dayton Kane, and we've got Colleen Allsburg here for Rose Gray, who's still in Alaska.
Yeah,
can't wait to hear
fun.
About her experiences. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a lot of texts coming in on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. Romy from Antioch, Illinois, says their junior high daughter is going on a school European group tour next year. Now this offers, it's what EF Tours offers, travel insurance, but it's more expensive and less coverage compared to InsureMyTrip.com, where they usually buy travel insurance. What do you suggest they do?
I would suggest they compare several of the prices, because it doesn't matter. I don't think it'll matter whether you buy it from EF or if you just do your own thing. So I would check InsureMyTrip, check that price, do a comparison, and then also, just for sake of argument, maybe look at TravelGuard as well, TravelGuard.com. It's a wonderful trip insurance that we use based out of Wisconsin here, and take a peek at that, see what kind of prices they're getting. I'm assuming because she's younger, it's not going to be too expensive, but maybe it'll kind of give you a comparison to look at and decide which way you want to go.
Do you always recommend getting insurance if you live in the country?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Not even the country, even Alaska. If you've put a lot of money and investment into a trip, and something could happen. We just had someone break a hip on the trip, and you don't know what the costs are to airlift or to ambulance, and then all the surgeries and things that could happen while you're out of the country or even out of the state. So absolutely, we highly recommend travel insurance.
Okay, here's another question. We're considering going to Guatemala, and they'd be arriving late at night. They're looking into an eSIM card for their cell phone so they'd have service when they arrive, and they're just wondering, have you had any experience with an eSIM, and do you recommend it?
Well, I'm not with an eSIM per se. I'm not quite sure if that's an electronic version of a SIM card. I've had a lot of experience with SIM cards. I recently went to Egypt, and they purchased a SIM card for my phone for me, and it was fantastic. From the moment they popped my my own phone SIM card out and put that one in, I had fantastic service from the get-go, texting, data, and calling without any problems. So I would absolutely take a peek at that. And I noticed that there's several different prices for those eSIM cards. So I would probably, depending on how long your trip is, maybe bump it up a little bit and pay for a little bit more for that SIM card.
But again, if you're leaving the country, get a SIM card.
Absolutely. I think it's just a great, great thing to do. It's just a lot easier than trying to, I mean, you can check with your provider if you have Verizon, US Cellular, AT&T. A lot of them are doing international type plans, just so you can double check with them to see what they're offering and if it's worth the money. But a SIM card might be a little cheaper in the long run as well, and then you've got great connection to the entire country.
All right, now, here's somebody else planning their first European trip in 2025. Boy, they're planning way out there,
aren't
they?
That's wonderful.
But they want to know, would you recommend a traditional trip, I guess a land trip, or a river cruise? They're both young, so walking is not a problem.
Okay, I'm happy that you're planning this far out. That's fantastic. It depends on where you're going as well. For if you're going to Italy, then I would probably do a land trip. They have one river in Italy. It's a little harder to river cruise it, but you can if you want to. And if you're planning on doing many different countries, I'm going to shout out to my great friends at Avalon Riverways. They do a fantastic job with, if you're doing maybe like an Amsterdam, you're going from the Netherlands down to Germany, down to Austria, down to Switzerland, anything like that where you have multi-country and you want to try a river cruise. They have wonderful active type tours that you can take as well. So you can do some hiking, biking, all kinds of neat active kayaking I've seen in the south of France. So the difference between doing a traditional tour is you're going to be on buses and you're going to be living out of a suitcase. You're going to be doing a night here, a night there, maybe two nights here and there. With a river cruise, you unpack once, you're done, put your bag under the bed, and you take off. You've got included, all your tours are included, your meals are included, your drinks can be included. So it just depends, I would say, on where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on land and you're on your own, you're going to spend a lot of money as
Absolutely.
Far as meals and snacks and drinks and souvenirs and all that fun stuff.
Exactly, yeah. The river cruise, all you have to buy is souvenirs.
If you're going to Europe for the first time, where would you plan that trip? I mean, would you just say stay in one country? Would you try to do multiple countries? And in Europe, you're so well traveled, what is like the one place that if you're going to cross the pond, you need to go there?
Oh my God, that is a very loaded question, Libby. The first time I went to Europe, I did 9 countries.
Are you kidding?
Because you can. They're so close.
How long were you there?
I was there, was that about 18 days?
Wow.
And we,
9 countries.
Yes, but we ran, and you know, I count the Vatican as one country, of course. I was in Italy, and the Vatican is a country. But we flew into, oh my gosh, I think Munich. So we did Germany, Austria, Italy. We did Yugoslavia, because that's how long ago it was. It was Yugoslavia when I went there. And we did Switzerland and had a lot of fun. That's kind of a neat first-time trip to Europe because you can get an overview of the cultures over there. And they're so different. You know, Germany, Austria, somewhat the same. But you go to Italy, and now you're in a totally new, wonderful area, and the food is different, and the experiences are different. So to say that where you'd have to go for your first trip, it's hard. That's a hard question.
But that's why you need a travel advisor.
Absolutely.
That's why you need to call Fox.
Absolutely.
Colleen Ahlsberg is here. We've got a lot of questions coming in on the Old National Bank talk and text line, and we'll have more of that all ahead.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is in Alaska, but Colleen's back from Alaska. Colleen Ahlsberg here with us. I'm Libby Collins. And, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, the first call, at least in my opinion, should be to Fox World Travel because you know all about exploring.
Exactly. And nice lead in there, Libby. We've got a promo going on right now that's called Let's Explore, and we're really excited because we've got some neat promotional items coming up. And so, and just what we've been talking about this morning, right now Avalon Waterways has some great savings for 23 Europe yet. So if you're still excited about getting out to Europe this fall, a great time to be there. And they've got some river cruises and some fly free offers. Royal Caribbean has some 30% off cruise fares for a lot of sailings yet this year and into next year. Next year, Uniworld, we've talked about Uniworld at the beginning here, they've got some early booking bonus sales, and also I'm looking at some 50% off Princess Cruises. Walt Disney World's got some neat things. Globus Vacations, one of our great partners, has $500 off per couple on select choice tours, and all kinds of neat stuff is out there, so they can take a look at that, our website, and see if anything works for them.
I know there was a lot of criticism here in the last year about Disney World prices just going through the roof. Are you seeing that moderate a bit?
No.
not at all?
Not really. It's really not. They're still pretty high. I am not a Disney expert. We've got some great Disney experts, though, and that's who you need to call, because they're the ones that are going to find that deal for you, and they're going to make sure you're getting everything at a fair price that's out there, and they can help you with so many other things that I don't know about. I actually go to Marissa and some of our other Disney experts at Fox, and they're the ones that'll get up at midnight and make your dining plans for you. They're wonderful. We have just the best dream team, the Disney dream team at Fox World Travel.
Yeah, and that's the only way to go, is if you have somebody making the reservations for you, because it gets crazy down there.
Absolutely. I think Rose would agree with me. She doesn't do her own Disney bookings either. So,
Well, let's talk about some of these European trips as well. Rhine and Moselle. Explain that one, would you?
Yeah, that's a lovely river cruise that we're offering in May of next year. It's just, again, another river cruise. We really love our river cruises. This one is with Avalon, so the Avalon ships are a little bit bigger than the Uniworld ships.
They're you say a little bit bigger,
maybe 180 passengers compared to 120. So I'm not saying
still moderate.
Still
it's
moderate,
not a big group.
Absolutely. And they've got these beautiful newer ships that they have panoramic suites, which means they have extended the cabins a little bit longer, so they're a little bit bigger cabins. And then they have floor-to-ceiling windows for their French balconies that open all the way up. So it's like opening your whole, it's like you're outside. It's wonderful. And again, everything about Avalon is fantastic. They have great food, great itineraries, wonderful exploration type trips. They've got, again, different types of, from gentle walking tours to bus tours to go active tours and the bicycles and all that great stuff too. So this trip from on the Rhine is always wonderful, and this one also hits the Moselle. So it's a little bit unique, something we haven't done in a while.
So it's, how many countries then on that one?
Oh, that one is probably about 4 countries on that one. So you'll see a lot of good stuff.
Trust me. I love how you put that. A lot of good stuff. All right. A lot of people watch the coronation, and we hear about the royal family and everything, and still people want to go to Britain, and you've got another trip coming up on that one.
Yeah, we do. It's called Beautiful Britain. It's May 22nd through June 3rd. Fantastic trip. Everybody thinks of London when you go to Britain, and of course we're going to hit that, but there's so much more to that island than just London. So you'll get a chance to get into the beautiful nature outside of the city. I was shocked when I went and explored more of Great Britain and saw that they have wonderful national parks, wild horses, beautiful mountainous areas, more hilly than mountainous, but it's such a fantastic country that we wanted to do a little bit more in-depth of just Britain. And so this is a great opportunity for people to spend a little bit more time there.
And the history.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody wants to know, how should you pack for a trip to Scotland and Ireland in September?
In September. That's a great question as well. And I'm wondering if they're going with us in September, because we do have a group leaving in a couple of weeks. Scotland and Ireland at that time will be similar to what it is here.
Which means anything.
It could be anything, absolutely. But I'd be prepared probably for a little more rain. That's why Ireland is green. It gets a lot of rain. So always be prepared for that. I don't think it's going to be cold. I think it's going to be moderately, maybe 60s and 70s. So again, a casual layers,
In Scotland's a little further north, so is that it a little bit chillier then?
It might be, but I'm still thinking you're going to have pretty good weather at that time of the year. I'm going to bank on it. I'll put my thing on the line here, but I'll say it's going to be nice. And like I said, it might be, if we get in the 50s, I would be surprised, but I'm going to guess 60s and 70s and just casual, comfortable and, have fun.
And we've got Colleen Allsburg here. A couple minutes left to get through on the Old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And Colleen Allsburg's been with us all morning long. And, here's a comment. They can't wait for their next cruise with Colleen because they're an avid river cruiser, and they agree that is the only way to go. It's a huge plus because of the awesome chefs who can adjust those menus for people with dietary issues. And I guess that's a little bit more doable on a river cruise versus one of those great big ships, isn't it?
It is. They're doing a great job on the big ships as well, especially, you know, gluten is quite a thing. So, but that's a wonderful point that this person is making, and I'm wondering who this is that's cruising with me. I'm looking forward to seeing you. But that's a great point. Because of that personal service that you have, they usually will bring the next night's menu out to those folks to look at, and then they can adjust whether they can take the gravies off or take if you're a diabetic, or they can just help you and get your menu all set for the next night, which is really nice. And they're going to know you, or they're going to call you, "Hello, Mr. Bob, we're going to take care of you tomorrow, no worries." And it's really personal service on river cruises, much, much more personal than the big ships, for sure.
Oh, well, and that's one of the things I love about cruising is all your meals are included.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I need to eat more salads, obviously. I just got
it's
off.
It's so hard, it is. Isn't it, when you're traveling?
We had such an amazing cruise. I was on the New Amsterdam with Holland America 2 weeks ago, and every night was just something. It was like a treat to see what the menu was going to be like, and just the great foods. I love Asian food, so I was eating a lot of sushi and a lot of Asian salads and things like that, and I tend to eat better, I think, when I cruise than I do at home because I'm not much of a cook. But I eat a lot as well.
it's pretty easy to do on one of those ships.
It is.
You know what? We didn't really get into the whole Maui situation. And I know a lot of people have questions about what they should do, if they should still follow up on their travel plans. And tomorrow morning, you're going to join us on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more in depth, I think, tomorrow. Today, I just wanted to hit on the fact that the governor, Josh Green, is doing pretty much daily announcements about the island itself. And I was waiting to hear what he was saying yesterday. I'm kind of keeping an eye on that. But we're looking, you know, at this point, they're just telling everybody to stay away from West Maui. The airport actually is operational in Kahului, and it's just they need time right now to get everything restored. It's just complete devastation, and we're just, you know, being in the travel industry and having been to Lahaina so many times, it just breaks my heart to see what has happened there. And we're helping support with some things, and we're also, you know, paying attention to the airlines and what they're offering. And right now, we just saw that United Airlines extended their waiver out to the end of October. So obviously, they know that people have a change of plans and things like that, so they're going to do as much as they can to help them get their tickets changed.
Well, one last time, if anybody is planning to travel, let's give the phone number of the website.
Okay. 866-GO-FOX-GO is our phone number, and it's so simple, foxworldtravel.com. Take a peek and look at all that we have to offer.
It's always great to have Colleen Allsburg here. I'm Libby Collins. Dayton Kane will be back next week.